You mentioned previously that the Shostakovich series continues, and this season you're doing the first and the last of those symphonies. So you know they're separated by a number of months, but still, for those two symphonies to be in the course of one season is really, I think, special because of course, mathematically there's the beginning and the end, but they each say something so different. Do you feel like there are things they have in common with each other, the first and the 15th symphony by Shostakovich?
Oh, very much so. They have this brilliance of structure, that's for certain. They both have elements of extraordinary wit. They also show a composer who can take you very easily into another world. And in particular, the 15th symphony, of course, includes quotes of the music of Rossini and Wagner and the very personal dark style that Shostakovich developed. And those three worlds sort of go seamlessly from one to another. And this in exactly the same way in the first symphony, you go from pathos to hijinks with the flip of a coin. It's this immense virtuosity of technique that the first symphony was written when Shostakovich was only 19. It was a graduation piece. And, you know, he was already a brilliant figure around Moscow in that time. And you can see, the sense of daring and incredible facility. So these two works will be paired together as a CD eventually for Deutsche Grammophon, and I think will make a very, very illuminating coupling.